Hey fellow ServiceNow devotees, get ready to embark on a journey through the fascinating realm of ServiceNow with none other than the service docs themselves. I'm James Downs.
And I'm Russ Shear. Whether you're new to ServiceNow, pre-Aspen veteran, or just a curious soul, we're here to bring you ServiceNow curiosities, exhilarating interviews, and don't forget the infamous A to Z game.
But mostly, it's about the random ramblings of two middle-aged guys with a funny story to tell, right?
Yeah, true. The ducks are ready, the mics are on, and we can't wait to have you join us. Let's dive in.
Okay, I think we're live. Or well, at least we're recording. So maybe
Hang on. We are recording and we are live, but I'm now listening to everything.
Okay.
Oh, no, I think we're all right.
Yeah? Just checking on different channels.
I've muted everything. Right, we are. Should we start properly now? In true Service Ducks fashion, we're completely unprepared. And, we don't know whether we're live, what platforms we're live on, whether we're even recording.
What day it is.
We don't have a clue what's going on, to be honest. Just before we actually get started, though, should we do a double check? Are we live on anything? I can see it looks like we're live on the YouTubes.
Are we live on LinkedIn as well?
I don't know. Who knows? It looks like it is on my screen. Stream health excellent. Oh no, hang on. I remember this from last time. There's a button that you click that says go live. There we go.
All right. Oh, I say, as in all of what we just did was not live.
Only on LinkedIn.
Oh, right. I see.
YouTube.
YouTube, we've been live. LinkedIn.
Yeah, YouTube, we've been live talking rubbish for a good 2 or 3 minutes while we sorted our lives out.
Nothing's right. Changed.
No. Should we start again? Anyway, welcome to the Service Ducks episode. First episode of the new year, 2024.
It is indeed.
I've got to be honest, mate. I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know why.
I think just it's been so long that... I think it's one of those things, like, you know, between Christmas and New Year, you completely lose what day it is, who you are, what you're doing. You know, you forget your passwords
you
when you go back to work. You know what I mean? You know, everything just goes out your head.
Yeah. We haven't spoke since... Well, me and you haven't spoke since the start of December.
Properly. Yeah.
I mean, we had a quick catch-up the other day just to say, look, should we record another one? Should we actually do something? But before that, we haven't spoke for a long time.
I think we probably need to address the elephant in the room, which was the Christmas, expected Christmas episode, which we had communicated. And there's two hands up my side.
I can only see one hand up, by the way. The other hand's off screen.
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunate circumstances. We're not able to film something we were extremely looking forward to, weren't we? Getting together in live studio. But... alas, it will be soon. It may well be a February Christmas Christmas special.
Yeah. I've still got them in my bag here. The Secret Santa gifts, right?
Mm.
So the whole intention was you and I were going to exchange Secret Santa gifts and have a bit of a giggle, right?
Yeah.
We're still going to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe we call it Secret Easter or we call it Christmas 2. Name that film.
Valentine's special.
We could do Valentine's special. But on that, though, the guys at the podcast studio, and I think I'm definitely going to give them a proper shout-out, but they were so understanding at rearranging or at least accepting that we could rearrange the podcast studio. So that's been brilliant. Anyway, because it's been so long, we've got a lot of catching up to do. How's you? What have you been up to? Talk to me. Talk to me, Goose. Oh, hang on.
Oh, hello. Oh, is this a new one?
New edition.
Oh.
New edition.
Interesting.
That was from the British Museum in London that I went to on my own, like a loner. Anyway, how are you? What have you been up to?
Well, obviously, the Christmas period was super, super busy. We managed to cram in lots of different... activities with the family. Obviously, you know, I've got two young kids, and we went to a few places. We went to Chessington, which was interesting because that few weeks leading up to Christmas, you never know if you're going to get a white Christmas or not. And what tends to happen, so those overseas, you know, in the UK, what tends to happen December leading up to Christmas is dreary. Let's call it dreary weather that we tend to get.
Dull, miserable.
And with Chessington, at winter times, you know, when you go to these theme parks at winter or in non-season times, you know, some things they're shut down. You know, they shut down the main roller coasters. So you can do a few things and a few, you know, Santa things and grotto and whatever else. But what happened also is the rain was just torrential. So yeah, it was absolutely pouring down. Majority of the rides were closed. So, you know, we did a few things and went home after about a few hours.
It took an hour and a half to get there. And then we went home.
We're seeing Santa. We went home.
Was that between Christmas and New Year?
No, that was just before Christmas. And we did our obligatory pantomime.
Didn't I tell you this? Did I tell you this before? I went to my first ever pantomime after Christmas. I'd never, ever been to a pantomime before. In fact, that's a lie, right? That's a lie because I've got photos of this, by the way. When I was at primary school, I was actually in the pantomime.
You were one of those unlucky ones that got called in up to the stage, or as in you were acting in the pantomime?
I was in the pantomime. It gets worse. Gets worse.
You were a tree.
Oh, no, it's worse than that, mate. It's worse than that. No. I had a starring role. I was the pantomime dame.
We need pictures.
I have pictures. Oh, my word. And I will roll them out for a small fee. I am bribable. I went to my first pantomime, which was Peter Pan.
Peter Pan, okay.
With Anton de Beck and who's the other guy? Oh. What's it from Chuckle Brothers? Barry Chuckle, not Barry, the other one. Paul.
No, he's dead.
Yeah, Paul. It was Paul Chuckle.
Paul Chuckle, yep.
And I've got to be honest, right? If you ask me what the plot was, it wasn't your standard Peter Pan, he doesn't grow up. I don't want to spoil the ending for you. But goes to Neverland, wherever, right? It wasn't the standard plot. If you said, what's the plot? Couldn't tell you. Hmm. There wasn't a plot. Yeah, it was just a lot of singing
pure
and dancing,
silliness.
Right? Which I wasn't expecting. But growing up with the Chuckle Brothers, right, seeing him live, he stole the show for me. Because his comedy timing was just on point, man.
Yeah.
He knew how to go. Yeah. Even though it's silly, childish humour, I'm all over silly, childish humour.
Oh, absolutely.
But he just knew where to stand, what to say, how to deliver it to get the best laugh. And I was like, this is just like an expert in his field. Whether you like Chuckle Brothers or not,
even know what I'm
talking
about. And
I think what
you don't see as well is the amount of shows they do as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like they're having to do that day in, day out, all across the Christmas period. That must just get so draining.
Exactly.
And so, you know, the same gags. Oh,
the same. It was. But it was good. Would I go again? I see the point in them. I get them. Yes, I would go again. But no, I've never been to one before. Do you know what else? I was going to mention this to you before, right? Whatever. The other thing I noticed this year, and I don't know whether it's just because I'm getting older, but have you noticed how everyone this year are, instead of using the words Happy New Year, are now going with HNY? Have you heard that?
I'll be honest. That is probably my go-to now.
Yeah, but since when's that become a thing? Was that last year, or is this a new thing?
I've been probably using it last few years, at least last 2 or 3 years.
Really? You know. All right, okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm showing my age a little bit then.
You know, messages and things like that. I don't know. It's just...
I'm showing my age because I'm like, people kept sending me HMY, HMY exclamation.
I wouldn't put it in a Christmas card.
About?
You know, sometimes in a Christmas card, you add a little bit on top. So it's not just to someone from me. It's, you know, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year sort of thing. I wouldn't go and HNY.
No. They're not messages, doing that. I'm talking messages and texts or whatever. Yeah. But it's a bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a bit. Are you one of these people that?
For your liking.
Are you one of these people like if you're writing a message or a text that you write the word and then put the emoji after it, or do you just go emoji?
No, just emoji. Yeah,
you don't put the word as well. Like if you were typing the word rocket, you wouldn't put rocket and then the emoji rocket. You just go with your...
That would put the rocket instead of the word, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'm showing my age. I don't know. I think if I wanted to put a smiley face, I don't think...
Smiley
I...
face. Yeah,
I don't... See, that I'd probably do. I don't think I'd put the word smiley face and then lot of smiley...
You should next time.
Oh, we are so off topic.
Oh, that's funny.
Which, to be honest, I've got loads to talk about, you know. But I think the one thing I do want to call out, I write a note on my phone. I've got loads of stuff to talk about. But the one thing, well, actually, I need to say that I'm still not, I still haven't started back at work yet.
No, so... no, it's the 11th of January and you're not back. I'd hold on. When did you finish? It was like the 14th of December as well.
No, it was like part the 7th.
Oh. Even worse.
No, so... There is a point on that. So let me put my notes down before. Let me just address that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I finish work. So I'm a contractor and I do contracts. That sounds obvious. But I finish my contract at the end of November / first week of December. And I'd always decided, look, I'm going to have the whole of December off while the kids are little, while I can enjoy it with them, right? Before they... discover the fact that I am an idiot and they don't want to spend any time with me. So I thought I'd do that. And so, yeah, I finished one contract. My next contract starts on the 15th. So I've got like an extra 2 weeks off in January. And I've got to be honest, I've never done it before. I've never had this length of time back to back since I was like at university, regardless whether it's Christmas or summer. I've never had that length of time off before. Oh, my God, is it good. It's so nice.
I mean, it must have just felt alien.
It's weird.
It's like, do you kind of lose the days and, like, you know, it, what, do you know what I mean? You're in such a routine where you're kind of like Monday to Friday, you go to work, that right. sort of thing. Have you kind of...
I know what you're getting at. No, I'm not just wandering around...
in your pants.
In my pants, wondering who
playing
I am
the
every
Xbox.
Day.
Yep.
No, I'm not. No. Do you know what? I've actually been really busy. Really busy. I don't know what doing what, like general house-based stuff, you know, I don't know, painting. I painted the son's room the other week. Painting, a lot of training. So this is the other thing I want to talk about at some point, but I've decided, and this will come on to if we ever talk about our goals, we're already 11 minutes in, so we may not get there. But one of the things I've decided to do this year is a marathon. So I've been doing things like training for that, a bit of conditioning, strength and conditioning. But I've just been really busy. It's been a bit odd. Have I enjoyed it and got bored? No, I'm not bored yet. I thought I'd get bored.
Not itching to get back to service now. Start developing stuff.
No. And do you know what else has been really nice? And I love doing this. I love doing this, what we do.
Yep.
But it's been nice to have that little bit of a break that we're not on it constantly all the time.
Yep.
I'm not saying we are on it all the time, but it's just been nice to kind of have a breather.
Yeah.
And I think we definitely bake more of those in over the summer. What else was I going to talk to you about? I've got a big, long list. One thing I did want to mention, actually, and this is relevant. I did a poll on LinkedIn the other day.
Okay.
I'm not happy about this. Did you see this?
I have not seen your poll.
Right. I think I tagged you in as well. My poll was, right, because I'm not on work mode just yet, and I want to talk about things like knowledge and CreateCon and all that kind of stuff. But my poll was around, I sometimes, in my filter coffee, have a pinch of salt.
Oh, okay.
People have accused me of being odd for that, and I'll take that. That's maybe a little bit odd.
Yeah.
But my poll was, do you have salt in your coffee? Yes, no, or I will go and try it, right? I think exactly 100 people replied, and I think I want to say 90% said no. Literally 3% said yes, and the other lot said, we'll give it a go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever had salt in your coffee?
Well, there's probably a fourth option for me, which is I despise coffee.
Oh.
And do not drink coffee. And I wouldn't certainly put it in my tea.
Yeah, well, that's just miserable.
I know. Well, I'm really interested in terms of the people who said I'd go back and try it. Have they commented about what they what they thought afterwards?
No, this is it. I did say, let me know what you think. No one. Yeah. There was a few cultured people like me right? that said, oh, yes, of course, we have it in filtered coffee. Yes, of course we do. It's just normal. It's not at all.
Yeah. I've never heard of it. I've never heard of that.
Have you not?
Been a thing.
Have you not?
No. No.
Okay. Well, it's pointless me carrying on the conversation because you'll never try it anyway. Right. Moving on. Moving on. I did want to have a shout out for us, really, because over the back end of 2023 and over the course of December, we hit a few milestones, right? So I do want to call out that you on your YouTube channel got you're up to 2,000 subscribers now. You've surpassed that.
Yeah.
On your YouTube channel, which is awesome. I'm now just hit over 5,000. I have a bit of a lag. Nice. I've been a bit naughty though because I haven't released any content for quite a while, so I should do it. And on the LinkedIn page for the Service Ducks, we're past 1,000. Followers now on the LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to do next year, and I haven't told you this by the way, is when we do episodes like this, we're going to do like a 20 powered Amazon voucher giveaway for sharing of content. So that's what we're going to do. Not on this one, if you're listening.
That's it. Yeah. This is where they turn off. It's like, I'm done then. I'm not.
This is the first time I mentioned this to James, but I was thinking, what a cool idea if we kind of, if people share the content on LinkedIn or Twitter, X, whatever, and could be in with a chance to win that £20 voucher every episode. I could do that.
I like that idea.
So we've hit a few key milestones. I'm conscious I'm just talking. Tesla. I've got that on my list.
Right. Have you grouped that into a high grouping or category of snobbery?
No, I haven't. I've just got a load of... do you want to hear what's in my list, right? And you can pick a topic, right? So I've got...
Okay, yeah, cool.
Play with Gen AI, Tesla, meet up in February. I need to mention that actually a bit. Gearing up to 50. What does that mean? Oh, Christ, yeah.
Oh, you? That's me. That's you. Not me.
Do we book knowledge? I've got that. Goals for podcasting this year. What else do people want to know? Deltas. Oh, I've got that as well. What do you want to talk about?
Okay,
Let's pick a topic.
Let's talk about... I want to hear about the dev meetup. So I know we talked about meetups a lot last year. And I think it was a very successful one. Was it in October, November time? With Craticon, same sort of date as that.
Yes, there was a hang on. There was a successful there was a successful. You want to see the swag?
Very nice.
Check this out. Check this out for a cup. Right, so
nice.
Off the back of the meetup in October, which was after the Craticon in London, right? Before the World Forum thing in London. There was kind of a swag giveaway where you got a website URL and you can go enter your code or whatever and get the swag.
Oh, yeah.
And there was there's loads of good swag that you could have picked. T-shirts. I say loads, I can't remember anymore. T-shirts.
Key rings. T-shirts, this just cups, makes them up.
Hat. Cars. Yeah, whatever. Don't know. But I picked this. What I wasn't expecting, look at the size of it.
Yeah, that looks quite big.
To put that in perspective, this is an iPhone 12.
Yeah.
It's massive. Absolutely
decent.
Huge.
Decent.
So I'm not sure I'm going to put tea or coffee in it. But
oh, you're not going to put your salty coffee in?
No. Can you imagine? I'll be buzzing off my rocker.
It's like 2 months worth. Yeah.
Right, no. Decent the luggage. Yeah, so we've got... I can't mention too much about it because we haven't really got anything completely solidified yet. But there is a meetup happening in London in the start of February. It's likely to be February the 1st. It'll be based in London. It'll be on a variety of different topics. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting. It'll be punchy. So there's more to come on that in the next few days. I'll be posting it, posting about it. So too will Copal and Dura, I'm sure. Just be ready for that. Seats will be limited, so make sure you're kind of fastest finger first when it comes out.
Yeah.
For me, for 2024. Real talk. Well, for me, to 2024, one thing is to be bolder, right? Is to I guess, believe in yourself a bit more and put yourself out there a bit more, which is part of the reason why I've decided that I'm going to do a marathon, right? Because I've always thought, wouldn't it be cool to do a marathon, right? And I've always put it off by going, oh, well, I haven't got enough time. It's a lot of commitment. What happens if I get injured? Oh, it's cold, though. I don't want to do it in the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I might do an autumn marathon, but then it'll be training in the summer because it'll be too hot. There's a lot of self-doubt going on there. And this year I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
Just do it. Book it in.
I'm just going to do it. Yeah. I'm just going to have fun doing it. I realized over the course of last year that I'm goal orientated, but I more enjoy the process of doing stuff than the end result. So for me, it's about the training. It's about that routine, and how that fits in. So yes, nice segue.
You've tied it in really nicely, yeah. that's a really cool takeaway for everybody. Wow.
So on that, actually, I've got my I've actually got a race next week. I've already booked one.
Oh, nice.
So I've got a half marathon next week.
Oh, you got a half next week? Oh, blimey.
I've got two half marathons in the lead up to a marathon, which is the end of April.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to use them as training runs, right? Just kind of mooch along.
Yeah. And funny enough, leading into last year, because the last half marathon I did, I think, was a Manchester one. I know we both did one on the same day, but I can't remember when that was. Was it summer last year?
That was 10K. That was in March.
Oh, no, yeah. It was after that. I did a half marathon in Manchester. But after that, I thought, do you know what? Because it went badly, I was thinking, oh, do you know what? I'll stick to 10Ks. I enjoy them a lot more. Whereas 10Ks, you know, I managed to get it under an hour as well. So I feel that I've achieved that. And I thought, I'll just go back to enjoying running. Yeah. But then I thought, I don't need to do a half marathon to do that. But then going into this year, I thought, do you know what? I need a challenge. Because if I don't have a target to try and reach, exactly to your point just now, about just book it. Just book the marathon.
Yeah.
I went into the ballot for the Great North Run.
Oh, have you?
I have. I think I found out in early Feb, I think it is, if I got into it. I think I did try and go last year, but I didn't get into it.
When is it?
I think it's September.
Is it still open?
Yep, still open. Yep. Tempted.
I might have to have a go. Yeah, I'm going to have a go at that as well. I'm going to have a go.
Although I'm not too worried now about time, although I say that now. But
yeah,
I just want to be able to get to the end and not have to walk like I did last time after 13K. Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's it for me. Because people like, you know, people like I run with are going, oh, what time are you going for in the marathon? I'm like, I'm not. I'm just
to complete going. It
for me. And again, this is kind of, again, I'm hoping this is a segue, right? Segue into nothing, but I'm hoping it's relevant. But for me, it's more a mental challenge than it is physical.
Yes.
Right. So I know. I can't remember. There's a famous saying that. And I don't know who it is. If I find the quote, I'll stick it on the description for the episode. But it's you find out everything you need to know about yourself in 26.2 miles.
Mm. Mm.
So for me, it's more mental. I know when I get to like 20 miles and the six left to go, I know it's really going to hurt. And you're going to be in the place where you go, do you quit or do you keep going?
Yeah.
And I just want to see what I do. Mm.
And I think you quite sadistically like that.
Oh, I love that.
I remember saying this before, you love the pain. That point.
Yeah, I love it when it hurts.
Oh, am I going to give up or am I just going to keep going?
Yeah. And that push is through. The mental sign for me. So, but you're right, because I'm going in with no kind of expectations. And then next week, I've got that half marathon, but I'm literally just going to rock up and just do it. I'm not running with any strategy. I'm not running to any pace. I've got, there's no expectations. I'm just going to go and enjoy it in the freezing cold.
Yes.
Because it's so cold.
It's so cold at the moment. That's stopping me going out, definitely.
Well, that's the plan. Anyway, so apart from your Great North Run, what else have you got on the go at the minute? Have you been playing with, have you managed to get the Geno? You know what I'm going to say?
I wish I, I've seen there's a lot more programs I'm now learning. And material now create, so that's definitely something for people to have a look at. Go look for Now Assist, go look for Gen AI, the stuff up there that people can just learn from.
But you haven't managed to get it get it downloaded, play.
I don't have an instance for myself yet. Not yet. No. Have you?
No. I've been on Christmas time, haven't I?
Yeah.
I've been on winter time. I've lost my PDI. It's gone.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anything useful
gone.
Is gone.
Yeah. But I noticed also... Mm. Go on. Sorry, mate.
No, I was just going to say, that's probably one of my learnings for this year in terms of PDI and really cool stuff that I do. I tend to, you know, build really cool stuff and then lose it. I need to get more used to, like, uploading things to my code repository.
Yeah.
So GitHub, GitLab, having lots of different kind of things up on there. And
That's a good transition. So if you didn't see it, did you see Lauren's post yesterday, I think? So Lauren actually put a post on LinkedIn, which is linking to a blog post that I got to admit I never looked at, so I can't tell you who wrote it. But she said the exact same thing, that kind of the back end of last year, she was got to the point of losing her stuff that she'd been doing on a PDI. So she needs to, one of the things she needs to do this year is link it to Git. Here's a blog post on how to do it and why to do it.
And it's so easy to do as well. That's the thing. It's like just getting, it's a habit. It's a habit thing.
Yeah.
You'll just keep losing it.
Yeah, I'll just keep losing it.
That restore function's not there anymore, by the way. So, you know, if it's gone, it's gone.
No. We'll see. But yeah, I need to get a new PDI and have another play around. But that'll be towards the end of the month there.
But I'm looking forward to it, you know. And I'm sure this 2024 is going to be another year of just progression in AI and Gen AI. And I'm sure there'll be a stage where it is generally more available to everybody to have a go.
This is a good topic of conversation, actually, because the one thing I've noticed recently, and we talk about kind of trends and what's coming up in 2024 and what does that mean and yada, yada, yada. What I've noticed a lot of, and I noticed that Chuck called this out on a Breakpoint episode they did just after Christmas, I think. But there's a lot more content out there, social content from creators. There's a hell of a lot of content out there on YouTube, on LinkedIn, on podcasts. There's so many podcasts now that you kind of question. I mean, you and I, we've talked about this before. You kind of question, are we doing the right things? What do we need to do? And I will say, if you've made it this far, this year, we're going to be doing some really exciting stuff. We're going to be doing some challenges. We're going to make it interesting, entertaining, and fun. So stick with
us.
But there's a lot of podcast type content coming out there as well. I know it's another one come out yesterday. I think they all offer different things. I think 2024, I think that's only going to increase a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I think the danger is, and what I've seen on LinkedIn quite a bit is just the rehash of ServiceNow docs, which I guess is what social content is, right? It's the rehash of it, but rehash it with your own brand or your own personal take, I would say, rather than just copy and paste, which I see quite a bit of.
I mean, it's a good point because, well, also the good thing is obviously just, I was going to say, exposure.
hey, it's not that kind of podcast.
I mean, you know, the more eyes and ears that are on ServiceNow as a platform, the better for everybody is concerned. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
In the social space. When you look at, you know, when we put out videos on YouTube or podcast, you know, the kind of numbers, they're a drop in the ocean of what's out there and what could be possible.
It is. But the one other thing I saw yesterday, which was really exciting, actually, I saw someone, I can't remember who it was now, but they posted, they've got an offering with our mate, Jay Spencer, actually. I say with, I don't know, but he was mentioned in the post. And it was about an AI bot which has been trained based on over 10 million records from the community.
Oh, nice.
Which I can see being really, really useful. But again, I think the rules still apply, that you need to know to filter out the chaff, don't you? Do you know what I mean? I think it would be absolutely awesome. But you still need to have to filter out the chaff.
You could do it based on where the answers, you know, are the correct answers, if you know what I mean, where it's been marked as this has been helpful or But you're right, there's still going to be stuff and there's still going to be answers where you can't contextualize it from a particular version. So an answer where people in the past has given an answer from Geneva or Helsinki is now wrong for Vancouver.
Yeah, so I suppose you'd,
I think this is going to be one of the biggest challenges in like AI and summarization and things like that. Is the data set it's got to work with has to be good.
That's true.
Has to be,
that is true. Go on. You thumbed up then. Are you using a map as well?
No, that was you. I swear you did it. It was like,
oh, did I? Let's do that.
Yeah.
That came up on your screen.
There he is.
Wow. The other thing I've noticed is loads of pictures. People have been putting loads of AI generated pictures recently.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? A load of images that have come up. I've noticed a lot of those on the go at the minute. But also, the other thing I did see, and I was surprised to see this, is we're jumping all over on the conversation. I knew it'd be completely unplanned, but I think that's okay. It's Hang on, style. Someone's just someone's posting on the.
Yeah, it was me. It was me reposting it.
Oh no! Are you, what are you reposting? No, someone's posting on
I'm
my
just
LinkedIn
seeing
post.
Doing the thumbs up.
What's happening?
I don't know.
We've gone off piste. Right, no, stop. Let me bring us back. The other thing I've seen, actually, is they've already started, so the dev advocates have already started putting in webinars for Washington release. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Ooh, here's some news for you then. Right, here's some advertising for you people.
Like taking notes.
Here we go.
not seen that.
Thursday, February the 1st, at some time that I can't mention because it's Pacific time and ET, and I can't do the recalculation. Sometime at the February the 1st. Welcome to the future, the ServiceNow Washington DC release. That's by Earl Lauren and Pranav. You have to subscribe to that, I think. So you have to submit the fact that you're going. But just to give you a little bit of a flavor, streamline operations using Gen AI and Now Assist. So again, a bit of a push on that. Simplify complex workflows with Flow Designer Engine V2.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Lauren's going to be excited with that one.
I'm excited about that. I like a bit of Flow Designer. Create more robust apps faster on the ServiceNow. Oh, that could just mean anything, right?
Well, it could just
mean they've had loads of sugar before. Could mean. Ooh, that'd be
App
good.
App Engine Studio updates, like it. Yeah.
Oh, you could, couldn't you? Yeah. This is our guessing, by the way, people. Don't...
this is in fact. Yeah.
That would be quite cool, actually. But yeah, so that's kind of what's coming up.
That sounds interesting. 1st of Feb.
1st of Feb. What's coming up?
Thought about Washington.
I hadn't. It just seems like we did Vancouver like last week.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah,
but it
does feel like
but it. No, it wasn't. Yeah. And then you've got, obviously, in the run up to that, we've got to make sure all the deltas are. Have you finished your deltas?
I've done my deltas. Yeah, I did it all in one whack. I just got it done. Yeah.
How many did you do?
I had eight deltas.
I think I want to say eight. It might be seven or eight. But my God, it's getting to the point where you think, Josh, it's a lot now. It's a lot. Yeah. It's all good.
I do like how they've done it this year, though, with the kind of summarized notes of the things that you need to learn, I guess, for your deltas. I thought that was pretty cool.
Good touch. I'm glad you noticed that.
You haven't done him yet. Oh, you just gone through the answers. Like,
I know what I'm doing.
I know your tactics.
Well, you know my tactics. What else have we got? What else have we got? I've got loads of stuff. Knowledge and content.
Okay. Yep.
So, it looks like, to my surprise, there's two things. In October time, October/November, there was a call for content for knowledge that's happening in May 2024. And that's one of the MVP criteria, right? Is that not specifically criteria, but it's one thing that would help is if you presented at one of the meetup. or if you presented at a CreatorCon or some kind of ServiceNow event.
Yeah,
so there was a call for content to submit like a perhaps a 15-minute presentation where you go through, I don't know, data types and making it up. It looks like, from what I'm seeing today, it looks like a lot of the presenters have been approved. So people are hearing back this week in terms of, yes, you've got a spot. Did I put my name in the hat to do it? I didn't. I didn't, purely because I'm freelance. So I don't know if I'm going to Knowledge or not. So I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
You can't guarantee.
Yeah, I couldn't guarantee I was going to do it, because that week, it's the 7th to the 7th, 8th and 9th of May. That week's my birthday week. I'll give you the address to send all the presents to later. but that week's my birthday week, and we typically go away on holiday for that week.
To Las Vegas.
No.
Just so, say, I've got a treat this time, family. We're going to Las Vegas. I'm not telling you why.
And you won't see me for 3 days. But no, in all seriousness, so I love to go every year. Every year, you know what it's like. I get FOMO, right? I see all these people.
Oh, I know.
Enjoying it and having fun and learning stuff and meeting people.
You gotta do
people
it at some point.
And every year, I say next year I'm definitely going. But it's come around again, and I'm like, I want to.
I know,
but I can't guarantee.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you going? Are you thinking? What's your thoughts?
No, do you know what? I'm so busy. So busy with things, and like you say, it's just come around so quick that it's not on my plans at the moment. I wouldn't mind. Obviously, it's hard with families as well, so you know, having to. It's not exactly a short trip for us in the UK.
No, it's a commitment, isn't it? But you know, well done to anyone that's got their content approved and that will be there. And there'll
100%.
Be some. From what I've seen on LinkedIn this morning, there'll be some good presentations that are going on there. So if you have got a seat, you're in for a bit of a treat. Okay, nice. What else have we got to chat about? Come on, I'm reeling off loads of content here to talk about.
No, I know. You're the one that's prepared this time.
Yeah, but have you noticed how in
you've
true fashion,
you've had time
though,
to prepare.
I've had 10 minutes. I went out. Do you know what I did this morning? I went out for breakfast.
Nice. Did you go to like a Cafe Rouge or like one of these places?
Yes, it was almost like that. Do you know, guess what I had for breakfast?
I'm going to say, I don't know why I say it, this sounds quite
positive. With my smug look right now. What did you just say?
Eggs Benedict.
I had Eggs Benedict. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. You were nearly there.
You're talking something else.
No, I had Eggs Royale.
Oh, what is that? Okay, what's the difference? I don't know what Eggs Royale is.
What?
I've not had that.
Right. Let me educate you.
Educate me on
eggs. Benedict is with ham. Eggs Royale is with salmon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And there's another one. I can't remember what it is. But it's more vegetarian stuff. But that's what I did this morning. There we go.
Very nice. Very
and then after we finish that, I'm going to go to the gym and do some strength and conditioning stuff, I think. Might do that.
It sounds like a good lifestyle.
It won't last. It won't last at all.
No.
What else have I got?
Very cool.
Stuff for this year. We need, so we mentioned it right at the start of this podcast, and then we should think about wrapping up, really, because we waffled on for a long time, and I don't know whether anyone's actually listening to us, but it doesn't matter. We're having fun anyway. I'm having a bit of a catch up. But we talked about this at the start, that we'd intended to meet up over December, and we were going to do a recording. But more, one of the important things is we were going to discuss what the future looks like for the podcast and where we take it from there. So I think we still definitely need to do that. And I've got my thoughts on it, but I think for 2024, we need to make it more about the audience, right? We need to get the audience more involved. We've always kind of said, and we haven't really said it out loud, but this is kind of a podcast for the people, right? Sounds cheesy, doesn't it? But it is. It's more of a developer podcast. And we think we're at this level in terms of fun and entertainment, but we kind of want to get up there. This is what we want to head for this year. Embrace the listeners that we've got at the minute and take the excitement to a new level. So that's part of the plan. So if you do listen and you've got any ideas, or if you want to get involved in any way, give us a shout. We're always on the lookout for people to join us on an episode as a guest. In fact, actually, James, I forgot to tell you, I've got another couple of people that we need to invite on.
Okay, <yeah. laughs>
that I've spoken to or have come to me and said they'd like to be on, which is always good fun because it allows us to learn how.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, there's also some from left over from last year that we need to arrange as well. So before we close the connect, is there any closing comments from you, or am I shutting you down too quickly? Or do you want to go and eat? What do you want to do? Talk to me.
No. I think my kind of closing comments are more that I'm excited for this new year. Like you say, I think we're going to be bold with this channel and with the podcast. Looking forward to meeting and being more in person at these meetups as well. So obviously I've been still very remote, but this year is one of my personal objectives is to go to the meetups and go to more of these sort of things. So hopefully I'll be able to see people in person. So if I seem a lot more quiet than what I am normally on the podcast, then, you know, it's a little bit alien to me being out and about. So that's one of my things, definitely. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the new year. Looking forward to more Gen AI stuff and actually getting my hands on the thing.
I want to play.
Yeah. And obviously more podcasts with you, of course.
Yeah, that's a good one. So if you're listening to this, drop a note in the comments of how tall you think James actually is. You never stand there. so when you actually meet him, you'll know whether you're true or not. Yeah. Is he 6 foot five? Or is he 5 foot two? Or is he
a little child
just in the middle? Who knows? and I thought one of the challenges that we could do this year, and I forgot to tell you about this one before, is how about we could do a podcast, right? Whilst you'll like this one. You have to say yes, by the way. We could do a podcast whilst we run around all the ServiceNow partner offices in London. We could start at ServiceNow, finish back at ServiceNow, but run around them all whilst doing the podcast.
Yes.
Let's do it.
See
Let's
that?
Do it.
I think there's a TikTok or some guy on YouTube who goes around with like decks, like DJ decks with a microphone. Just goes around, just going around. Some of the filmers going through them.
Yeah. Hilarious. So the if in the next 3 months you see me running alongside a 5 foot two dwarf, that's you. That's what we're doing.
In our
ducky outfits. That's it. So is this the point where we actually realise that we haven't been live streaming or recording anything?
Probably. Yep. And then we'll upload it later on.
Okay. So if you've stuck with us. If you've stuck with us this far, congratulations, you've actually made it. Yeah. We knew it wasn't going to be planned. I hope you didn't expect too much from it. This was a general catch-up.
Enjoy the waffle.
Enjoy the waffle. Embrace it for what it is. But anyway, Happy New Year, or HNY to you.
HNY.
And we'll be back with the regular cadence in the next couple of weeks. Until then, I'm not even going to say it. James, do you want to say bye?
Change the outro.
Change the outro.
Bye.
See you later.
Ta-ra.